Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour now. Time for us to do our weekly duty, which, I don't know if that sounds good, but this is an overview that we do, the DJV crowd, going through the stories that are listed on the charts for this week's News Talk Radio activity, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, the publication that's basically considered, say it again, Doug, basically considered the Bible of the talk radio industry. So we have the top 10 stories according to their research, listening to stations all around the country, talking to hosts and management folks, that sort of thing. And they also include a list of the people, the most discussed people. Usually they are integrated into the stories themselves. And so of the top 10, we've had over the last month and a half, 2 months, pretty much everything from 10. We had 1 or 2 weeks, I think, ladies, where all the stories were related to the situation with COVID. And then it went down to 9 a week, and then it was 8, and so this week we're at 5. So that must mean things are improving. Let's hope that's the case.
Does that mean we're making progress?
I think it must mean we're making some kind of progress here, yes. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. At number 10, the guilty plea from Lori Loughlin, who, along with her husband, has to pay a steep fine. I don't know how steep it is. We still wonder where that money is going to. We've had a lot of discussions here and elsewhere about the appropriateness or lack thereof. Why is she going to jail? Why doesn't she start a scholarship? Apparently, even though she was sentenced to 2 months because of COVID, she may not go to jail at all, right? That seems to be one of the ancillary benefits of having
COVID. I'm not clear on that. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to prevent her from going or not. They were pretty clear about the term of her jail sentence. But certainly in my home state of California, people who have committed violent crimes are being let out of prison early, sometimes very, very early, because they can't protect them from getting COVID-19.
So why would that be their job? That's their problem if they get COVID in jail. Why is that the state's concern?
No, actually, I disagree. It's the state's job to provide shelter and well-being for these people. But what I don't understand is how we are being asked to trust the government to tell us what to do, what to wear on our face, how to operate around, but yet under the most controlled circumstances, which is a jail, right? They control who comes in, who comes out, how people behave and how they live inside the facility. If you can't keep those people from getting COVID-19, how are we supposed to trust the government for keeping us safe?
So are you suggesting with that statement that we ought not to be wearing masks or taking other precautions that have been suggested?
No, they should be wearing masks in jail.
I'm suggesting that if you think wearing a mask is appropriate, then you should wear a mask.
Yes,
I'm suggesting that the government is asking us for a whole lot of faith, right? We've shut down our businesses, or we've shut down our way of life. We're staying indoors. We're living in fear because the government is telling us that's what we should do. And so if you can't keep people safe in the most controlled environments, how in the world are we supposed to believe that the government giving us any of these rules is going to keep any of
us safe? Well, you got two things going on here. Conversationally, whether or not the government is to be trusted, I say no. You can find example on top of example on top of example of, and there's a whole big thing this week about conspiratorial things connected to the virus, some of them true, maybe some of them aren't true, but they leave themselves open because they don't give you the whole story. They give you a sort of weighted story, and the way some of these stories are cooked up, you have they're suspect from the beginning. And you wonder, again, who's making out? Why are we not being told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? But there's so much truth decay in these stories that it's very confusing. You know, now we know, according to the stories this week, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but the surface problem is, well, worried, oh, look at that, don't touch that, you'll get it. No, that's not true at all. That's completely been debunked. So, anyway, meanwhile, back to Lori Loughlin and the appropriateness of what has happened to her. Do you think people have learned their lesson? Do you think these scams continue at all? Or do you think that because the light of day...
Oh, I think they absolutely continue. I think they continue. Absolutely.
Right. I think they go further underground at this point.
Yeah, wealth and privilege will always win out. But I think that there's probably a lesson being taught here, I'm sure. That's why they're throwing the
book at
these
people. Don't get caught is the lesson.
Yeah, I don't think any of the... I don't know. I just don't feel like any of these women or men belong in prison. I think what they do need to do is pay their debt to society. And, you know, maybe help people... We've talked about it. Maybe help other kids who can't afford to go to college. Afford it.
What's going to happen? The husband's paying $250,000 fine. She's paying $150,000. So that's $500,000.
They paid $500,000 to, I guess,
no
Rick
one's
going to
be any better by having Aunt Becky rotting away in a jail for 2 months.
All right. So then under the circumstances, why doesn't the public rally around? This is another way the public needs to be more involved, more inculcated, inveigling themselves into all this stuff. Ask what's being done with this money.
I think
and find out why that
population?
Money isn't going to a scholarship fund for $500,000 for kids that need to be able to get themselves to school and can't. Excuse me.
I'd say that a large swath of the population is happy that she's sitting in jail because people don't like wealth and privilege in this country. Yeah. And so they think, oh, there's a rich
They go
one.
See her movies.
Rich white woman, go sit in jail for a little while just to learn, you know.
I think people feel
symbolic.
That way about the husband. But I think everyone loves Aunt Becky. I don't know. I don't know anyone who wants Aunt Becky to go to jail.
There you go. Number 9, the continuing cesspool of information about the Ahmaud Arbery case and the situation in Brunswick, race relations in general. There's late breaking, I guess you'd call it news this week about that third guy that was involved in the truck.
I can't tell you how happy this one makes me. I don't know why this is the part of the story that has bothered me. I mean, obviously, the story is horrifying no matter what.
A huge part of it, though.
But the huge part of the story was someone was videotaping all of this. And my question from the minute I heard it is, why in the world would someone not try to scream and break things up? Why would someone not use their phone to call the police? Why would someone who was being, who was on the up and up just stand there and videotape something like this? Are we that cold as a country where someone just gets out their cell phone and watches this? And now it turns out that this person is actually being investigated as an accessory to the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. And I think that's appropriate. We're in this culture now. Gosh, I'm getting philosophical on all of these things. But we're in this culture now where everybody just gets out their cell phone and starts recording instead of actually being human. Like, come on.
Number 8 is a story about relationships that are enhanced by the COVID reality and other parts of the, I guess I'm looking at this, the list, the top 5 are kind of all related closely, but there certainly are a couple of other things on the story list this week that are connected to the results of this COVID thing we've been going through for the past 3-4 months. So we'll get to that right after these words here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in 4 Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit of 5 within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get back at it here. Our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of May 18th to the 22nd. At number 8, the relationship changes that are obvious by families getting into close confines. I was talking to my daughter last night and her son on FaceTime, which I do frequently, and he's going off the walls, my man said. He's just bouncing. They go outside, and they play, and they put on a mask, and they go in the driveway, and they go up and down the street, and go.
I got a little tip. This may be a little inside baseball.
Yes.
But some of the recreation areas are starting to open up. You should tell Megan, because I know she's taken him there before.
There they are.
They should go to Descanso Gardens. It's open. It'll give him a lot of place to run around.
Right.
And
okay.
You have to wear a mask, though. It's a pain.
Yep. All right, that's okay. All right, but what about relationships? Now, the two of you, your relationships with the men in your life has been enhanced? Has it stayed the same? What sort of changes have you noticed, and what have you noticed in your friends? Everybody holding on, or is there some? Are there cracks here and there?
Everybody that I know is doing fine, actually, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have, one friend who's had some complications, but for the most part,
that's a gentle way of
for the most part, I think everyone's okay.
My one friend has a husband who's very ADD. He'd tell you that, so I'm not talking out of school. And she is a school teacher, and she's got three kids. So she's been trying to manage him because he's home and teaching her kids. She teaches junior high, middle school, and managing her three children. So she's probably the one that's maybe the most frazzled.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think everybody's doing okay. For us,
Jeff is... We're lucky because we don't have kids. Because everyone I know has kids at home.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
I can see Miles bouncing off the walls, though, in the last couple of nights of our conversations. Yeah, bouncing. Number 7 this week. I'm going to throw this to you, Victoria. The technology changes that are taking place. You follow this every week, the top 5 items from the world of technology as they help us all live a better life, supposedly. So what's new that's being developed because of the virus?
Well, I think the biggest thing that everyone is seeing is, for most people working from home, is that, Zoom is something that businesses can survive with people working from home. And I think that's the largest lesson that we've learned from this. So many businesses who thought that everyone needed to be physically in the building, they're realizing they don't need to maybe have 4 floors of an office building anymore. Maybe they can have 1 floor and people can go in on shifts because everyone's working from home and it's working. So I think that's the biggest technology news that we've had throughout the whole COVID.
I know of some businesses, yes, definitely working. I know others that it's hurting the business because they can't work together, and it's important for their particular business to work together. But, I'm glad I don't own an office building, I'll tell you. I'll tell you that. Boy, up and down the major highways, they're for rent, for lease, for sale, all over the place, and it's directly related to the virus. Up next, Mike Pompeo gets investigated, number 6 on the story list, 21 after the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Along now on our review of the world of News Talk Radio for this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, by the way. I hope you have a safe, fun, activity-filled weekend. If you live in a state where you're still in lockdown, well, you're going to, what is that? You're not going to be going probably too many places this weekend. But there's lots of good stuff to listen to and to do. So hopefully you come out of it on the other end. The weather around the country is iffy here and there. Some places really good. The beaches or, we've seen that. If there were a number 11 on the story list, it would be about the beaches opening or the reopening in various ways. But mostly the beaches because it's Memorial Day. So you live on the beach in New Jersey, Victoria. What do you see there? What kind of activities are going on?
I don't think we're going to see much this weekend. The weather's just not great. So, yeah, it's a high of 61, 62, something like that. It kind of... Mm-hmm. Lots of rain spotting here and there, so this is not going to be the big Memorial Day beach weekend that we've seen in the past. It's probably not a bad thing as businesses and the state is reopening kind of slowly in phases, so it's probably not a bad thing that people aren't rushing to the beach.
All right, what about on the West Coast, Jennifer?
Well, you can rush to the beach, but you got to keep on rushing through.
You got to keep rushing, right?
in most cases, in most beaches in California are making sure that you don't stop and dilly-dally on the beach. You have to walk, run, swim, or that's pretty much it. You can't sit.
How do they police that? They have the lifeguards up there with a machine gun?
They're supposed to.
Keep people moving?
Yeah, it's supposed to be some of the highway patrol and some of the local law enforcement
They get nothing better to do.
But that's what a lot of the police officers are saying in many jurisdictions are saying. We don't feel morally right going after someone who's standing on the beach. We have to go after people who are actually committing real crimes. So
good. Yeah. Good.
It's an honor system more than anything else, I guess.
All right. I suggested we'd be talking about Mike Pompeo, who's being investigated for what, Jennifer?
Well, it's a mixed story, depending on who you believe. So the inspector general that worked at the State Department was fired by Mike Pompeo, or actually by Donald Trump, but Mike Pompeo requested the firing. And so Mike Pompeo has come out, and so we should have actually gotten rid of this guy years ago or months ago. But many Democrats are claiming that the reason Mike Pompeo wanted to get rid of him is because he was investigating Mike Pompeo for using his underlings to do personal tasks, so picking up dry cleaning.
That takes an investigator.
Walking his dog. The inspector general, yeah,
the
claim was. So a lot of Democrats are claiming that this was retribution for this investigation. Mike Pompeo is saying that this guy hasn't been performing up to his tasks, and he hasn't been, I guess, investigating things thoroughly. There has been some wrongdoing that's been documented, at least according to Mike Pompeo, and that was why he wanted him to be released. He said he didn't even realize he himself was under investigation. Democrats, of course, are saying that's not true. He totally knew he was under investigation, and that's why he let the inspector general.
Well, the Saudi weapons.
That's another piece of it.
Please explain.
According to reports, Mike Pompeo said to find a reason that we could have done this arms deal with the Saudis, and so he was trying to put the paperwork basically behind this arms deal with the Saudis, and that was also a piece of this that was being investigated. So. I think there's a lot of transparency that's finally hitting Washington, D.C., so I'm sure whatever happened, whether Mike Pompeo was in the wrong or not, it's going to come out at some point, because that's just the path that we're on right now.
It's so sticky. Everything that everybody does, we spend so much time trying to get everybody who's in public service. Why would anybody who's any good want to be president or vice president or serve in Congress or serve in these positions? Is it what happens afterwards? Or do you take a chance, take a flyer, and you'll be better off, you get job opportunities or whatever? But for a lot of people, I think, you look into these things and you see how there's this gotcha mentality. Why would you get involved? That's, the message is stay away from politics and public service.
What did the Saudis have on us? Because we constantly...
That's a great question.
This is true of Obama, true of everybody.
All right, 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 600 of the nation's physicians sent a letter to President Trump this week calling the coronavirus shutdowns a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing negative health consequences to millions of non-COVID patients. Simone Gold, MD, an emergency medicine specialist in Los Angeles, said that downstream health effects are being massively underestimated and underreported. This is a magnitude of errors. She said suicide hotline phone calls have increased over 600%, and other silent casualties include 150,000 Americans per month who would have had new cancer detected through routine screenings. From missed cancer diagnoses to untreated heart attacks and strokes to the risk of increased suicides, they are alarmed at what appears to be a lack of consideration for the future of health patients. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Puerto Rico continues to fight for U.S. statehood, and Wendy King has the details.
Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez announced she's holding a non-binding referendum in November to decide whether Puerto Rico should become a U.S. state. The move would require approval from Congress, the island's independent supporters, and members of the main opposition Popular Democratic Party supports the status quo. It's a gamble that the governor's pro-statehood party are confident will pay off, that Puerto Rico has struggled to obtain federal funding for Hurricanes Ima and Maria and the coronavirus pandemic. There are now growing complaints that the island doesn't receive fair and equal treatment. Puerto Ricans are still U.S. citizens but can't vote in the presidential elections. And while the island is exempt from U.S. federal income tax, it still pays Social Security and Medicare and local taxes and receives much less federal funding than U.S. states. Statehood would award Puerto Rico 2 senators and 5 representatives, but it's unlikely a Republican-controlled Congress would acknowledge the referendum because Puerto Rico tends to favor Democrats.
With just over a week to go before the official start of hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a very active season to come. The forecast from the Climate Prediction Center calls for a 60% chance of 13 to 19 named storms, where the normal is just 12. 6 to 10 of those could become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four after the hour now. It's the Memorial Day weekend, and we're doing our best to go through the top stories of the week according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com each week that we talk about. And you also at talkers.com find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, everything about from top to bottom the News Talk Radio business. It's there. And it's here with us as far as the top ten are concerned. Number 5 is our relationship with China and the connection the Chinese have to the World Health Organization, which is sticky, messy, dirty, ugly. You can come up with all kinds of adjectives to describe it.
And that's just their good point.
Yeah, right, exactly. They don't have, there's not much, we can't find much. I had a conversation yesterday with a youngster who thinks that the virus started in the bat wing of that market, I want to play a piece of the theme from Batman. And so I don't hold with that, and I don't think most people who look at it objectively hold with it. But the fact that China had the WHO, the World Health Organization, so much in its pocket has become so obvious that all these people that were in the know in, October, and nobody came forth with it, and the destruction, the devastation that has come about as a result of their lack of transparency, if nothing else. It just...
You know, there are a lot of people who have a different, who have a lot of opinions about how this started. I think the three of us are on the same page for the most part about how this started. But let's just say, I mean, we don't know. We can't be 100% sure, certainly. No one can be 100% sure except for the people who are trying to find the intelligence to indicate where it came from. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it started. It's how China and the World Health Organization handled it. And what they did is lied to the American people. They lied to the world population. China didn't tell people. They didn't share their information. They didn't share their real death toll. They didn't show any transparency at all in dealing with this. And the World Health Organization let them get away with it. And in January, told the world that this was not transferable person to person. So for everybody who wants to stand up for the World Health Organization at this point, I don't care where you think the virus came from, if you think the government handled it right or not. The truth is that the World Health Organization was on a major disinformation campaign to protect China, and that has to be dealt with. And that shouldn't be political. That should be just about what's right and wrong.
And I was listening on the radio yesterday around, there are a couple of Spanish stations in Boston, and one of them is a talk station. And I listened just long enough to get the drift of the conversation about what was, you know, the COVID virus, how it's affecting the Hispanics, et cetera. And the host used the phrase, El Terrible. Which,
that's terrible.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting. I figured it out even. Okay, next, presidential politics. Huh? Who's talking about that? Is there anybody?
I think people are getting back to it. I do.
You think?
I think, yeah. People have been talking about Joe Biden. They've been talking about whether or not he's getting close to choosing a running mate. That was one of the big stories, actually, towards the end of the week, is that he has put Amy Klobuchar into a vetting committee, essentially.
Good.
Also,
be a good choice.
Val Demings from New Mexico has also been vetted, and they're still looking at Kamala Harris, who still seems to be getting a lot of attention, and Stacey Abrams. So there are a list of four. Governor Whitmer from Michigan, I think, would be a risk for him right now. Maybe he realizes that too, because the people of Michigan are ticked that the governor is not only shutting down their state, but while she's doing it, going to her vacation house and hanging out there for a little while. So
she had a big, by the way, as an aside, the governor prevailed Thursday in a challenge by lawmakers in her state who sued her over her authority to declare emergencies and restrictions during the outbreak. So one wonders if that could happen in other states where a lot of people in the various states, in my state, for example, Massachusetts, I think they've completely, the governor and the staff have completely overreacted to this in many different ways as to the heavy hand of closing certain businesses and when they're going to reopen. And I think you've had that problem in California, Jennifer. And I wonder about New Jersey, Victoria, how are the reopening of businesses, how is all that thing, how are those things being handled?
In phases, in coordination with New York and Connecticut. So there's slight differences because the needs of New Jersey are different, you know, from the needs of Manhattan people or the five boroughs, and then upstate New York is different. But it's all been coordinated. It depends. Everything is so political. The Republicans are now suing Governor Murphy for closing businesses.
Right,
So it's sort of the same story. Some people believe that we did everything the right way and that, you know, people are taking responsibility, wearing masks and things like that. And then other people, you know, just they don't want to wear a mask and they just want to protest. And, I feel like it's the same thing in every state that was hit hard. If you're not in a state that was really hit hard, New Jersey was number two right behind New York. I think that your life is probably really different, and maybe you didn't even see a need to close businesses. So
I think every state is really different. Some of the businesses that were closed, and there was no reason for them to close. There's no reason for a lot of this stuff. Looking back on, You know, how much, what sort of leadership do we have? Yes, Jennifer.
Well, the biggest problem that I have in dealing with the closures is that there has been a thumb on the scale as to what businesses can stay open
yep.
and what businesses can stay closed. So
the ones that are being reopened, too.
If you're going to make a point, for instance, I'll use an example from my state. If you're going to make a point that to tell people that beaches are dangerous, all beaches should then be closed down. But instead, our governor closed down one beach because he didn't like the images from it. If you're going to make the point that it's incredibly dangerous for all businesses to be shut down, then you shouldn't allow marijuana dispensaries and Home Depots to stay open while the mom-and-pop True Value Hardware has to close down. The same thing can be made for the argument about churches. How can the government tell you that it's not essential for you to be able to practice your faith? There are lots of arguments that people are coming up with going, wait a second, if so-and-so can do this, why can't I do that? I mean, we're all being treated like children.
That's a heavy-handedness.
Yeah. That's the issue. I mean, everybody...
Well, let them get away with it. This is the time for leadership and new thinking to surface and to have a quick, not such a quick, but have a careful overview of what's going on. I was talking to this high school, a college graduate yesterday, and one of the things we were talking about was what he didn't learn in high school about how the government works. He said, we never had any civics courses, and we were talking about what he learned, and he said, what I miss the most is having what my parents say were civic courses so I could learn how the government works. It sounded like a page out of my playbook. But this is a 21-year-old kid just graduated from Tufts who said, I don't know anything about how the government operates. I'm learning.
Close your ears, Victoria, because this will make your head pop off. And we don't want to make a huge political statement. But I really, truly believe that this is what the far left in the country has been doing. They've infected academia. They've infected college universities and campuses. They've infected local schools. I mean, you want to talk about the far left's intrusion into our society. It happens on
schools. It's not how to think. It's what to think.
It happens on school boards, and we're all blind to it because they're not pushing their agenda like outwardly so much. I mean, maybe Bernie Sanders, an argument could be made, but they're infecting school boards and local offices. And so then what happens? Why do they want to do that? Why do they want to not tell people how the government works? Because they want frustration so that people just throw their hands up and feel like they can't ever make change and want to completely throw everything away about our country and find a new system.
It's exasperating. Really is. All right, so let's tie this conversation into the number three item, which is the economy and how we're moving ahead, or are we in certain... I just was looking at a scientific report from the University of Oxford, where a professor there said that we have handled England and the West have handled this whole thing very badly. We need to be out of the lockdown. We have infected, whether you know it or you're not, half of you are infected, and there's nothing you can do about it, and having businesses closed isn't going to change a damn thing. And I think he's right. I don't think it were. Unless you want a complete collapse, and who wants that? There may be some people in power that want it for the control issues that we've just been talking about. But unless we get a handle on what's going on and take the reins ourselves, then the economy, everything runs on the economy. Happiness quotient, do you have enough money to pay your bills, that sort of thing. Is your family safe and secure? That's a financial thing. It's all really all bundled into one thing. And so you see all these little mom and pop businesses of signs, we're not coming back. Why? That's been my question from the beginning. All right. Anybody else got anything to say before we...
the one thing I've been touting for the week and sharing this on social media, too. You know, if you are a mom-and-pop business, it doesn't matter really what you could be a farm, an individual farm, and maybe you have a CSA or you have a farm stand or you're a retail shop, a clothing store that doesn't have any products available to buy online. Use Facebook Shops. If people use that, it's a new tool. It's free to use. You will pay a commission, you know, on the back end, but you can sell all of your stuff right from your new Facebook Shop account.
Yep.
And that can save small businesses. It can save.
It's really a big help. You can see the difference that social media makes.
You know, you can use it for food delivery.
All right, we move along in a matter of moments with the top two stories this week, although they've been inveigled in pretty much all we've talked about during the course of this hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage.
Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so number two, number one here, the stories, the coronavirus, the controversy over the malaria drug, hydrochloroquine,
and hydroxychloroquine. Everyone can say it, including
we
my
can get it out.
Now, so you can do it.
All right, so that has proven
well, your mom
to be
likes Sanjay Gupta, and he says it all the time. So
but she kept messing it up, and then I corrected her a few times.
So. Well, the people that I know and respect tell me that this is that has been another political football, and who knows why it was that people like Fauci were so against it, but they're being proven wrong in the right circumstances. So much about that. The people who are complaining about Trump never wearing a mask haven't seen any pictures of him in the Ford plant this week in Detroit.
Well, that was the egg on the face of the Attorney General of Michigan. She's like, he's never invited back to the state of Michigan.
Who is she to say that?
And we're going to investigate Ford for not making him wear a mask. And then the pictures came out that he was wearing a mask. He just didn't do it in front of the camera.
You got nothing better to do? You get paid for this? This person gets paid for this job? Come on. Hey, man. All right, and the numbers are going way down and quite fast, even though there's some pockets where people have been out and about that are going back up again, but the numbers are going in the right direction. That's it. Thank you, ladies. Victoria and Jennifer here with Doug on the Talk Radio Overview.
give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To address what's going on in your car. I had a really bad joke this week that I actually was going to lay on you, but I think maybe I'll just give you the punchline. Nick Miles, by the way, is here from rautoexpert.com. I do that all the time when I was running a station in Boston. My morning man was Nick Mills, and I've consistently done the Nick Mills, Nick Miles thing. There's so much there you couldn't even imagine. You two guys are so different. It's like really night and day. So anyway, there's a bunch of crows that are in in the highway. They're picking up roadkill, and along comes a bunch of other crows to try to help them clean up their mess. And the trucks are coming along, and the crows are getting wiped out by all the trucks. And the bottom line is that the crows know how to say ca ca, but they don't know how to say truck.
Northwest crows.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so the president visited the Ford plant in Detroit this week amidst some of the plants testing positive for workers that had the virus. So what happens when the president shows up? Do they make more cars, less cars? Does he get to put a screw in a panel? What happens when
well,
They have a long tradition of presidents visiting Ford's Poughkeepsie plant, of visiting Ford in Michigan. So they were pretty proud of it, actually, when he showed up. But he showed up more to see their efforts in making PPE equipment, protective equipment. So yeah. He wanted to see, you know, how they were doing. They had a wonderful visit. He wore a mask for the first time, by the way. That seemed to get more attention than anything else.
Right.
So the fact that he was at a car factory was not important. But he wore a mask, so let's talk
about
that.
But he missed an opportunity. They should have had MAGA on the mask. That's what they should have done.
Start. He'll work out there's an advertising space to be sold at some point.
Right.
So it was all good.
So the question about Tesla leaving California, do we touched on this last week and what goes on in the mind of Elon Musk? But there was some, and I'm surprised there aren't more. Never mind car company, anybody leaving California because it's such a horrible place to have a business these days. So why?
Well, actually, you've touched on something there, Doug. This is happening. Toyota locating out of, so a lot of the Japanese companies are on the West Coast because it's much closer to Japan. So for to fly from LA to Japan is 11 hours, the same sort of time it takes to go to Europe. So it's right in the between. So a lot of the Korean companies like Hyundai and Kia and Genesis are on the West Coast. Honda, Toyota, they were on the West Coast. But what's happened is these guys are getting great tax deals to relocate. And so Toyota went to Plano in Texas. Now, it's just their headquarters. Their factories are also located in different places. But their headquarters, they moved to Plano in Texas, which is just outside Dallas. Nissan moved to Nashville. So it's actually not unusual for these guys to move out. California is expensive to live. You pay at least a 40% sunshine tax to live in California. So a lot of car companies thinking they can save some money, and their workers don't really need that much nice sunshine to live in California.
You know, people have asked me, and I wonder during my rants about China and how we ought not to do any business with them, the question always comes up as to why the Chinese don't make cars. They seem to make everything else. Why don't they make cars?
Don't get me started. They do.
Okay.
They do? Not very well, either.
What kind of car? Really?
They have a car company. You're going to die when you hear this. You have a car company called GAC. G-A-C.
Gack.
And every time I see one, I want a gack. This is the interesting thing. They have these huge research centers in Michigan and California, and they have loads and loads of people that are there doing all this research. And every year they put out a press release about their new cars that are outcoming. We've never seen them. Next year we'll have this new six-row SUV with 25 wheels, and guess what? And it never comes, and they never open a dealer network, and I just think it ends up being some kind of a scam to get a lot of the Chinese to come and live in the United States. But don't get me started.
Well, there's that glass plant, the subject of that. There was actually quite an interesting PBS special, or it was on Netflix, I think, produced by the Obama's production company about the glass plant that was built in, it's a car automotive plant that had closed.
Oh,
that was Dayton.
Dayton, Ohio. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right.
The Honda.
And it showed how the Chinese just didn't get how to work in America and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
It was that. But, the other thing is they were trying to build planes and sell them, and nobody would buy them. China was trying to figure out how to build planes, and nobody wants to buy any planes made by
China. Now, they do own, the Chinese do own Volvo.
They do?
Which is good cars, but they're made in Norway, Sweden, so don't worry about it.
All right, Ashant. I'm not worried. I'll be looking forward to our chat next week. Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.